Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I mean, has he evolved? I mean, it seems like he's always been great. You know, I can't remember a time that he wasn't Patrick Mahomes. He's the same quarterback. I'm sure he's improved in some little areas that Andy could tell you about. What issues have I seen with the red zone offense? Well, we try to score touchdowns as best we can, you know. We got inside the 5-yard line. I think they stopped us in some runs. That's the biggest thing I saw last week. We got stopped on, you know, coming off the 1-yard line, so we're disappointed with that. You look at the grades, I look at Coach Warhop's grades, they're pretty good. I mean, if you look at the whole game, Coach had those guys playing pretty darn well. So that one series was disappointing, but we just try to get better and improve. And I would say I am concerned about it, but I'm not really in a position to comment on it right now. I haven't been given the okay to comment on it at this point. He's not going to play this week, I can tell you that. And we're going to have to see going forward when they know what they need to know.
Back to the front. John Harbaugh yesterday meeting with the media out at One Winning Drive ahead of this upcoming Sunday matchup with the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead. Ravens still 2.5-point favorites in the game. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. We'll get in all of that good stuff. But that's Nnamdi Matabike. Didn't play last week. Absence felt in a couple of different areas. But John Harbaugh finally admitting, which has been whispered for the last week or so, that the injury, the neck, is much more severe than maybe we knew. And when he didn't even play last week or practice, we were going, what the hell happened to him?
Thought maybe it was like a rest day because the week before he missed on Wednesday, you know. Yeah, but this is Harb's talked about who last year, Bob. He was talking about somebody like that, and he said, "I can't comment right now," you know. And then it ended up being somebody that ended up having surgery. I can't remember who it was, but that to me looks like that's the direction that we're headed.
Well, he basically had said point blank that he ain't playing Sunday against KC Matabike.
And that was Wednesday, and he never does that.
Right. And once you get more intel, then maybe the inevitable is going to happen. Which, look, first two games, he was their best defensive player. I mean, Roquan went off against Cleveland. But to be minus him for an extended period of time, which seems to be the harsh reality, is devastating news for a beleaguered defense. But on top of that, no Broderick Washington and no Travis Jones yesterday at practice. So this is, all right, aren't they like your three main guys?
Oh, yeah, your three starters.
It's like, oh, boy. And look, we've been giving them the business, and rightfully so, because they didn't play well minus Matabike. You said it yesterday, Vinny, during the Ravens film, that Travis Jones just was...
He was awful.
And I didn't even Broderick Washington was on the field.
And yeah, he was bad too.
But now that they're minus them, you got to dig deep. Now, we don't know the status for Washington and Jones. We'll know over the next couple of days, of course. But, ooh, man. So how do we look at it? KC's offensive line ain't all that great. They can't run the ball.
No.
Does Kansas City have the wherewithal? We heard John Harbaugh talking about Patrick Mahomes. He's Hall of Fame. And who knows? He's due for a bust-out game. We're going to see a vintage Mahomes game sooner or later. I don't know if he's got the weapons or the pieces to make it happen. But your you got run on by Cook, and then Detroit ran all over you, especially in the second half. Do you fear KC? Can you salvage a game? Because their offense, and we'll do the film a couple of times today with their O and their D, and this might be the perfect remedy, even if you're banged up, but when you're minus three starters, potentially, that it's never a good thing, no matter who you're playing.
Well, the biggest thing isn't in, they didn't really ask Harbs, you know, the questions about, you know, the toughness and stuff. They got out physical in that game, you know, and nobody asked him that. And he did bring up the missed tackles in the back end, which was plentiful, you know, and that if you're missing 20 tackles, Bob, where is your tenacity, intensity, and all, you know, I mean, the week before against Cleveland, I mean, we saw Kyle Hamilton, we saw Wiggins, we saw all these guys. Well, last or Monday night, we didn't see. Did we see a big hit by anybody on the Ravens?
I don't recall one.
No. Me either. We saw a lot of guys lunging and missing, you know. So, I mean, where's the focus? And, you know, you're not zeroed in to the game. That was the thing. That's the biggest thing about the defense. Harbs talks about, you know, fundamental here, you know, guy here, guy there. Yeah, I'll bet you, and I said this yesterday, how many mental errors did you have? You know, sounds like they had a lot. And Lou Holtz always used to say, if you have more than five, you can't win a game. And they probably had 20-some mental errors on both sides of the ball.
So you're trying to regroup, assess the tape, and you talked about, because John, I believe Jerry Coleman asked the question about all the missed tackles in the back end were 5, 6, 7, 8 yard runs become 70 yard runs because they were missing the tackles there. How do you clean it up?
Well, I think I think they got to work on tackling this week, you know, but you really can't. But why 1 week you're great tacklers and the next week you're not? To me, it's all about guys being zeroed in and ready to play and ready to go, you know. I mean, to me, you know, it's want to. Tackling is want to. I want to tackle, you know. And you can say, oh, fundamentally, no. There's an intensity and tenacity that comes with it, and they didn't have it. They didn't have it. Detroit did.
Sure.
Detroit had it. I mean, all you got to do is put the film on, watch Detroit. Everything that we wanted the Ravens to do, Detroit did. On both sides of the ball.
So no Matt Ibike coming up on Sunday and probably Vinny longer than that, it looks like.
Eric's going to have to – he's going to have to find somebody, Bob, because, you know, Brett Urban and, you know, he'll fight, but they need –
Peoples is a rookie.
And the problem with Peoples, Bob, is he doesn't help the thing that you're bad at right now, the run defense, because he's, you know, 5'11". You know, and he can't – he's a guy that you want in there to rush the passer and do those things. But to sit in there and stack and play the run, he can't do that. And he'll get – the poor linebackers will get – if he's got to play a lot, the linebackers are going to get killed.
And a couple of other things John Harbaugh addressed yesterday was the offense, you know, not getting it done near the goal line. We talk about the fumble from Derrick Henry, which is a turnover. But when you turn it over on downs inside the red zone, that's a turnover. Well, I would assume, as a lot of people would judge it the same way. It doesn't count officially as one, but it is one. You lost the ball on downs in a scoring position.
Yeah, and they get down to the three or four with Tez Walker, runs a corner route, and he gets down there. And then the blocking sucked. It did. And the one, Note Boom in Cleveland, I talked about it yesterday, Note Boom in Cleveland. Note Boom gets knocked into the backfield. Otherwise, if he doesn't, you know, Henry's going to walk in, and he gets knocked back, and then, you know, he's got nowhere to go. I'm guessing probably just watching the film, coaches, it's frustrating because it's like, damn, one block there. Yeah, it's always, you know, one guy here, one guy there, and that's the way it is. When you're blocking like that and one guy misses his block, you're hosed, and that's what kept happening to them. You know, and I don't know, Warhop gave good grades to all the old linemen. I mean,
that's what John Harbaugh said.
Bob can't run the ball and had 7 sacks. I mean,
is it a D passing grade like the old Bobster used to get back in the day?
Well, passing, you know, I mean, used to get you I out thought of. I thought Rosengarten was bad. in the game.
He's had a rough go of it here.
Yeah.
So has Fa'alele.
Fa'alele was okay in the runs. This, and I'll talk about it in the film, but I think unless Chris Jones is on him, I think he'll be okay in this game.
It's Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. If you want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. Ravens a little bit banged up for this game Sunday against KC. For instance, Kansas City. Everybody participated, whether full participation or limited. They had nobody listed as DNP and all of this good stuff. And so we'll see how Baltimore's going to be health-wise. But right now on the D-line, which has already been much maligned, that is not a good thing. Orioles wrap up their home schedule today. 105 against the Rays. They lose last night, 6-2. The drama there was at the end when Fairbanks plunks Basayo, knocks him out of the game with a wrist, and then blows a kiss after he gets the last out to the stands. Now, you didn't see it, obviously.
No.
And first of all, Sammy Basayo is the Orioles' top prospect, The Orioles are counting on him to hit a lot of good things next year as they look to be the Blue Jays of 26. Like I said, I've already said it. Orioles next year are going to be the Blue Jays of this year, who, by the way, are starting to choke. They're in the playoffs, but they might not win the division. So he blows the kiss towards the dugout. He said after the game, it was at a fan who had been giving him the business. And he did apologize for plunking Basayo, who immediately was taken out of the game. And Brian Baker told him, he said, look, they're good dudes, and some of them are being ready to, they'll man up if they have to. You know what I mean? You want it to escalate, you got to do what you got to do. But it was a very, Nolan, did you see the plunking of Basayo in the aftermath at the end of the game?
Yeah, but I think Fairbanks explained himself pretty well.
Yeah, he did insult the guy that allegedly was heckling him.
Well, man in the arena type
of thing. And I'm cool with that. Hey, drunken fan being an a-hole.
You're down 6-2.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're kind of blasted away. But you don't want to hit Basayo. I mean, you're up big. Why? You're trying to buzz him inside. I get it. But I will say this. These Baltimore Emmys coming out right now. Man's up. You're listening. And to quote the great Eric the Actor from the Howard Stern Show, man's up. You know what to do. First guy up, you're getting a fastball in the side or between the numbers.
And then does the pitcher get thrown out?
Who cares? I mean, you got to redeem your... I'm still waiting for the redemption of the Yankees for blasting Kerstad in the melon right before the All-Star break in 2024. But he did explain himself. Could have been lying.
Well, sure.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I think... Okay.
So, Basayo's got a broken wrist that's going to cost him 3 months of the offseason.
Well, he doesn't. The x-rays came back negative.
But I'm just saying, he didn't know that.
Sure.
We got a major problem here. But I'm saying
I think you just count your blessings.
Okay.
Move on. I mean, even watching it in real time, and Mancelino explained it after the game, it's an 0-2 count. There's no intent there.
Okay.
I mean, even if there was, if there was intent, and after the game he's saying, yeah, I busted him inside, and, that's just is how it is, and screw them, and blah, 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 then okay. But, nah.
No vengeance?
And it's definitely not Mancelino's style. I mean, if you're expecting it out of him, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Okay, I'm just saying. What would you prefer?
Well, I don't want anybody to get hit.
Okay. Except for the Orioles.
The Yankees thing, that's different. This is nowhere near the Yankees
thing. As Kerstad's literally laying in the dirt and mocking him in the dugout.
Right, there. And that was one of multiple instances. I mean, the Yankees were hitting Orioles batters left and right. This is a one-off thing.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Bob for manager. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd yell at that robot umpire.
I could see, hey, and then Elias said, Bob, here's your lineup. Excuse me?
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, no. Tear it up in front of me. All right, anyway, we'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. We'll give you the Orioles lineup when we get it. Tony Pantee, 11 o'clock, put a bow on the minor league system. The minor league pitcher, position player, who's a rising stud, and scout of the year. That's all revealed yesterday. Tony will talk about that. And Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, 11:30. 10:30, Jim Smith, Maryland AD, talk about the Turtles. They're off this week. Washington comes in. Walt Williams has a big deal, wants everybody to get out to CQ Stadium coming up on October the 4th. And we'll talk to Jim Smith. 4-0 at the bye. With things getting a little more difficult, at least on paper schedule-wise, are the Terps up to the challenge?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we'll get into all of that. But the Ravens are at Kansas City, still favored, minus at least yesterday at practice, their entire starting defensive line. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What Happy up? Thursday.
Yeah, yep.
Hey, listen, before we get to the Terps, you know, the Terps can compete, man. Like, what? Because the buzz is, no pun intended, the Buzz Williams. But the buzz when it comes to Malik Washington is in the comments section, if you really want to give Twitter any kind of a credence, well, he's going to transfer this, that, and the third. Merle has a $2.1 billion endowment. I'm not sure how much that plays a part in NIL, but Merle has the horses and they have the money to compete with any SEC team. So I wouldn't worry about that per se.
Ray, he has been committed to Maryland from the jump. Malik Washington.
Yeah.
From
you know,
Glenn Burns.
You know
yeah, he's not going anywhere. And it looks like that Zion Ealy's all in it to win it, too. So, I mean, we'll see.
And, Ray, I think
he's absolutely already in Under Armour commercials, too.
I think kids are going to come to Maryland. Portal kids are going to come to Maryland to play with Malik.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, listen, football, Vinny, you know this because you did at the high level of college and the pros. Football pays the bills. No matter how we feel about the basketball team, which I love the basketball team, the baseball team, soccer team, men's and women's, football pays the bills. And, you know, Washington game is a key game because I truly will believe that they're going to invite a lot of their recruits out there for the, you know, because Merle got a good game day atmosphere, Route 1. It's a lot of talent. If I was 20 years older, I would have went to Maryland. I'm 20 years younger, rather. I would have went to Maryland back in the day. But nevertheless, the meat and potatoes of the conversation, which I'm calling about, is the Ravens. This is a must-win game this coming Sunday because this is like the old quarter pole. Bottom line is, you know, I don't want to say the R word, but he may, you know, retirement, you know, neck injuries. I've seen plenty of great players in the past, you know, NFL and college football, whatever, have to retire because of neck injuries. So my question to you, I'm not sure if Isaiah Likely is going to play Sunday.
Sounds like he is.
So, Vinny, take us behind the curtain real quick when it comes to the mindset of, how can I say this? This is a do-or-die game. You got two teams with, you know, good reputations, albeit, you know, the Chiefs, you know, have a lot more of a championship pedigree accomplished than the Ravens right now. How key and important it is? Is it like Bob, Ali, Frazier 3? It's like a thrill of Manila. They not what it used to be, but they got one last great run in them. Like, does this game play a part in the do-or-die scenario of the season? Catch you on the other side.
I think it's more of a do-or-die for Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Because of the division. You know, I mean, Chargers are already 3-0. They go down to 1-3, you know, and you lose a home game. So, no, I think it's do-or-die for Kansas City this week.
Well, neither team wants to be 1-3 after 4 weeks. And we were talking about Eric Edholm, too, yesterday. Well, the AFC North.
Right.
Yeah, Pittsburgh might lose to Minnesota, drop to 2-2.
Right.
I mean, Cleveland's at Green Bay, or not Green Bay, they're at Detroit, 1-3, staring them directly in the face. And Cincinnati's going to be challenged to maybe get wins over the next few weeks.
No doubt. So yeah,
1-3 is not where you want to be if you're John Harbaugh, but still salvageable, I guess.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you still climb out of that type of hole, but you want to start playing better. I mean, if you're ranked 32nd in defense in run and pass, I mean, come on. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I mean, Bob, we talk about like the Cowboys, how they suck on defense.
They do suck.
The Ravens are worse.
Yes, they are. Because we'll do stats tomorrow. But, you know, Ravens sent out the game notes and everything. And I was staring at them during the last break. And I see a lot of threes in front of the Ravens defensively. And that's not top five threes, for instance. We'll come back. Jim Smith, athletic director, University of Maryland, will be joining us as he does every Thursday. Talk about what's happening down at College Park. Football's off this week. Basketball practice starting within the next few weeks because we're in the final week of September, believe it or not, and everything else that's going on down in CP with the athletic program. We'll get Vinny's film breakdown of the Chiefs offense. We'll get to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. We've got a lot to get to. Orioles taking on the Rays, last home game. Coming up at 105, we'll give you the lineup, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Charter Request Thursday, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Maryland football off this week, 4-0, getting votes in both the coaches poll and the Associated Press. Top 25, Washington will be coming to town next week. Down at CQ, Washington hosting Ohio State. But joining us now to talk about this great start, unexpected in a lot of ways, athletic director at University of Maryland, Ask the AD, is sponsored by the Green Turtle, featuring the Turtle Trio, three favorites for $15.99, plus $2 off personal pitchers. He's Jim Smith. Jim, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing great. How are you today?
Doing all right. Me and Vinny are kind of pumped.
Hey, let me ask you a question first. Did you vote for us?
I don't have a vote.
What do you mean you don't have a vote?
I'm not an Associated Press writer or a coach, not that I know of.
Where would you have voted for us?
I would have given you a top 23 vote. How's that sound?
I like it. I like it. That's good. I think that's fair, too. We are definitely on the climb, so I think that's very fair.
How would, like, going to Wisconsin, and we talked about it last week, Jim, like, all right, you beat the teams, air quotes, you're supposed to beat, and did it handily. Then you hit the road to Madison. You win that one handily. I mean, the game wasn't as close as the final score would indicate. How would you classify a signature win?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I think you saw how good we played on the road with a really young team. So I think what you saw early on in that game was the definition of a signature win. All three phases of the team played well on the road. And that's hard to do in a hostile environment like Camp Randall. So you saw it play out. I hope you watched the game. I hope all the listeners watched the game as well.
Hey, Jim, let me say this. I texted Bob after the first quarter, and I texted him, and I think this is the best coached Maryland team I've seen, you know, since Locks has been there. Offense, defense, special teams. Fundamentally, I think they're excellent. And the way they compete and they play hard and everything, I just was impressed by – I just think the coaching has been fabulous thus far.
I completely agree with you. We have Locks has done a really good job recruiting really good coaches to come in and coach our young team. You know, Pep, Ted, Andre, on all three phases have elevated that coach's line, but we has really elevated the play, the accountability, the consistency, and the toughness of this team. And, you know, if you guys haven't been to a, I know I think I say this every week, but you guys got to come out to a game and stand on the sidelines and feel the intensity and the impact, how hard these guys are playing, how hard they're hitting. This is a physical team as well. I don't know if you can see that on TV, but you can hear it when you're standing on the sideline.
Yeah, well, fundamentally, you can see that on TV. But, Jim, the thing about it, like, what impressed me most was in that third quarter, like, when Wisconsin kind of got a little momentum and stuff, then the Terps got it back. And normally, like, in the past, that'd be a game where the Terps kind of gave it away.
We don't live in the past. We live in the future. And the future is really looking good for football. I know that people have scar tissue here on what may have happened in the past. I wasn't. That's the beauty of being new in the job. And I see these guys work out on a regular basis. They have no idea what happened in the past. So, you know, I just want everybody to join us on this ride because it's pretty good right now. And look, we've got a really young team. So, you know, we know what can happen with a really young team both ways. But right now we're on the right side of young, energetic, positive, and we're winning.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here at 105.7 The Fan, Vinny and Haney, as he does every Thursday, brought to you by the Green Turtle. You mentioned young, and I'm going to follow it up with a recruiting question, at least keeping it close, the nest to cover that for Locks, which he's done. But Malik Washington, we know what he's doing. Brilliant stuff. But Sidney Stewart, the Baltimore kid.
Love him.
Sack every game. I mean, we know that the recruiting for next year is looking very, very promising. How important, Jim, even though you're not from the area, but you're certainly familiar with the talent pool from DMV and Baltimore, because Baltimore is separate from the DMV, but that's another topic altogether. But to keep that in-house, if you will, and really be able to maintain some level of consistency there.
It is absolutely critical for our success to keep our homegrown talent here. I say it all the time that the other schools are coming here to get our best talent, and we need to do everything we possibly can. And that goes back to the resource statement that I made about early on in my press conferences about providing our football team the resources to make sure we can keep all this great talent right here, where people don't have to travel across the country, their families don't have to travel across the country to watch them play. So it is an absolute commitment. I know that with this bye week, all our coaches are out recruiting this week, and there will be plenty of them right here in the Baltimore, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia area, all recruiting hard.
Now, Jim, we talked last Thursday about, you know, go beat Wisconsin, you know, and then you'll see a lot bigger crowd and everything. What do you got cooked up for the Washington game coming up next Saturday at 3:30?
Yeah, so we have it's a great question. We have 8,000 seats left right now with, you know, 10, 12 days to go before the game. And my math isn't very good on that. I think it's 10 days.
Join the crowd. Me and Haney suck at math.
Yeah, what's that? What are numbers?
but we're, you know, we're trending in the right direction. We've got a lot of influencer campaigns out there. Your station is a big piece of our platform to get everyone to come out and see how exciting this team is. Hey, Washington's exciting as well. It's going to be a really good game and really hard fought game. And it would just be great for all our fans to come out and support the team and see them in action. The fans make a difference. I saw it in Camp Randall. It could go both ways. We took them out of the game early, but as soon as they felt like they had a little momentum, they climbed right back in it. And that's what happens when you have a full stadium. And that's what we want to get done for the Washington game.
Jim Smith, it is Total Request Thursday. What are we jamming to at your request here as we let you get back to work?
Well, I appreciate it. Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi.
There we go. Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Jim, we appreciate it. Enjoy the air quotes week off, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
There's Jim Smith, everyone. By the way, Walt Williams, our buddy, umterps.com/wizard, and get yourself a deal on Maryland tickets for the Washington game coming up next Saturday at 3:30. We'll come back. Vinny's film breakdown of the Kansas City Chiefs offense, which has been kind of offensive. We'll find out why they're not the explosive team that we came to know and love and then started to get sick of. So stick around for that. Then we'll take phone calls. Tony Pettine, Mike Bordick, whip around, fun house. We got a busy Thursday here on the Fan.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's film room.
Ravens at Kansas City taking on the Chiefs. Sunday, 425. Ravens 2.5-point favorites in this ballgame. Yesterday, Vinny broke down the Ravens on film. And on both sides, that's a problemo, especially on defense. But let's go to Kansas City. And in particular, this offense led by a guy that's going to be in the conversation for the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL when it's all said and done. But where's the explosiveness that we've seen in years gone by?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, Bob, I mean, just watching the film. Number one, I don't think Patrick Mahomes has faith and confidence in his offensive line that he's going to have protection, because he seems like he wants to get rid of it quick, and he's not comfortable back there in the pocket a lot, you know, and that's why he's completing 59% of his passes. How about Mahomes is their leading rusher right now with 18 carries for 125
yards. That's mind-boggling, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah, because Pacheco, he's got 25 carries, averaging 3.7, and Kareem Hunt has 23 carries, averaging 3.5. And both those guys have four receptions, and Pacheco has four catches for 13 yards. I just don't think that the receivers, Juju Schuster, Taquan Thornton, Xavier Worthy's supposed to be back this week, so we'll see. And well, Hollywood Brown. Yeah. I don't think that they don't run good routes. They don't run sharp routes. So a lot of times Patrick is looking up kind of like Lamar last week. And it's like, damn, you know, get open. And he's waiting. Like we heard Lamar said, you know, I'm waiting for guys to get open. And I think that's what Patrick is doing a lot, too. He's waiting for guys to get open. And they just run. They don't run. When you're playing against man coverage, you got to run sharp breaking routes, because then you can create separation. They round everything. You know, Hollywood's got 19 catches, averaging 9 yards a catch. But none of them got yak yards. Kelsey's got their most yak yards. Their slowest and oldest dude. He's got 81 yards. Now, like with Kelsey, he doesn't run that well anymore, you know, but he's still got that craftiness to him. Against the Giants, there was a play where, like, he faked out to the safety and was up the field. If Mahomes saw him, it would have been like a 70-yard touchdown. But he can still run his little stick routes, but it's hard for him to get open against man coverage if he doesn't outthink you. And that's the big thing there. And then the other tight end, 83, because they play three tight ends a lot. I think a lot of it is for protection. You know, and Noah Gray, Noah Gray has five catches for 21 yards. So, I mean, nobody's getting a bunch of yards other than Taquan Thornton, who's averaging 19 yards a catch. And he's got four catches over 20 yards. But, so, like I said, I don't think, if you want to play man coverage on them, I think the Ravens can, because I don't think they're great route runners. And Worthy's not a great route runner either, you know, coming back. And I think with Kelsey, I think they can cover Kelsey. Now, the offensive line, that seems to be the biggest problem. And Josh Simmons, the kid they took in the first round, the left tackle, 71, he's going to be a really good football player, because he's got size and he's a really good athlete. Real good athlete. He does not know how to use his hands or punch. He catches everything, spreads his hands out, says, come to me, baby. You know, so I would bull rush him. Don't try to speed. You're playing into his hands. Make it an athletic game. Make it a power game. And I think that you can, you know, have advantages over him. And they help him a lot. You know, and you can see, like, Pacheco, the backs, They'll chip a lot of times for him. Now, the other tackle, Juwan Taylor, I don't like him. I wish the referees would call it, because, you know what? When you're watching a game and fans take a look, 74 on the right side. He looks like he, in pass, he looks like he jumps all the time, and they don't call him. And I don't think, I'm not impressed with him at all, and I don't think the Ravens have ever been impressed with him. And I think that's Mahomes' biggest problem, Bob, is he doesn't trust his two tackles. You know, because guys are coming, and he's got quick feet to leave. Now, Creed Humphrey, I think Creed Humphrey is a good player inside. The left guard, Kingsley Suamataya, is, I think that's the BYU kid they drafted last year to be the first-round left tackle. He's kind of the weaker link. The problem with their O-line, why they can't do much in the run game is they don't come off the ball physical. And the biggest problem is they don't get to the linebackers. They just stay on their guy and stuff, and they don't combo up to the linebackers. That's why the linebackers are always in the run holes, and they're always making tackles, and they're always getting no gains. I think that's one of the biggest reasons. So, you know, the offensive line, I think, causes Mahomes a lot of issues because he has no confidence in it, and he looks rushed, and he's only completing 59% for 6.4 yard average. Been sacked six times. And he's only got a quarterback rating of 83.
This day and age, less than 60% completion rate is terrible.
Yes.
That was cool in 1975, but not so much. And I know, Vinny, you're going to do defense later and keys tomorrow. Just something to keep in mind. Buckers missed two field goals, and he's missed two extra points. So Harrison Butker. Maybe it comes down to the looper and the butt man. We'll see how it goes. Let's get out to the phone. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Owings Mills. It's Brian. Brian, what's up?
Hey, Bob, what's going on? Yesterday you said something about Rex Ryan being fired. What does that have to do with anything? You know, Pete Carroll was fired, and then he won a Super Bowl with the Seahawks?
Yeah, after he went to USC and rehabilitated his image, winning a national championship.
He won a title there. Exactly. The guy's a winner. Okay?
Okay.
Because he went to the Jets and did something, that's a horrible organization. The Bills didn't have no Allen, did they? You know, you talked about Harbaugh being a Hall of Fame coach. Are you kidding me?
He is.
He had four Hall of Fame players. Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Nader should be in the Hall of Fame, and Suggs should be there. What did Rex have?
Yonda too. Yonda, too. And maybe Tucker. And Lamar, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we talking about here? Your dude had, and he still can't. He hasn't won since those guys were gone.
So I get it.
You want to go with facts? Go with that.
No. Oh, wait, I'm telling you facts. Rex Ryan hasn't coached for, 10 years? Close to it. He's been in the TV studio for a minute now. You would fire Harbaugh. Seriously. And bring Rex Ryan in to replace him?
Yes, he sucks. I would put Rex in there in a heartbeat because the players don't believe in him. They don't trust him. They don't believe in him. They start listening to him. They are checked out.
All right, well, there's Brian who just checked out. Vinny, some people obviously sometimes need you to tell them how to think. Hiring Rex Ryan and firing John Harbaugh, how colossal of a bonehead move would that be right now?
That's like when Indy hired Jeff Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. We got time for another call. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning.
Morning.
What's going on, dude?
So I had my final Orioles home game of the year last night, and I just want to say that I knew the game was going to be cursed from the start. Do you know the Orioles Authentic Store, where they have the game used balls and the signed pieces of memorabilia and stuff?
On Utah Street, right?
Yep, on Utah Street. I usually stop in there just to see if there's anything cool. And they had a $40 mystery Orioles item. It could be a ball, it could be a photo, it could be, you know, anything. Well, so I got it. I'm a gambling man. And the guy comes out, you draw a number from a bag, and the guy comes out and he has a fan of signed photos, and they're all upside down. He says, pick one, you know, you get to take one. So I flipped mine over, and it was Mike Elias. So I knew the day was cursed from the beginning.
But I'm sure in the picture his shirt was nice and pressed.
It's him walking with his hands in his pockets and sunglasses on. I said, you do not deserve to have a cool photo like that. But anyway.
Did you keep it?
Could you sell it back? They'd be like, no, we're good.
I think I'm going to put it on my dartboard and use that as a bullseye practice. But getting to the game, you know, I knew something was off with Tyler Wells from the get-go when I saw that he was only throwing 91, 92 mile an hour. So I was just really concerned as that. I don't know if that was him maybe taking the edge off and just because he knows it's his last outing of the season and the season's done for him. But, you know, I was just kind of concerned with that. And they never said anything whether it was a health reason or if maybe he was just
Tampa took Baz out of there last night. He was throwing 100 miles an hour pitching a no-hitter.
Yeah, he was up to 99. And they and the Orioles, they got to fix their that little ticker that they have that tells you what the pitch is and the speed and all that. Apparently, he was throwing a 99-mile-an-hour curveball. So, you know.
Have fun with that. Right, but, now. Ryan, hey, appreciate the call, man. We're coming up on the top, and today's the last home game. But I feel his pain. Now, I don't feel the angst Ryan towards Elias like Brian towards John Harbaugh.
Right.
I mean, you would think Mike Harbaugh never like figured out a game plan.
And this has been for years, too.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, people are frustrated. And let me stress this, Nolan, where we hit to the top of the hour. If you're frustrated, we're frustrated, Brian. How frustrated do you think John Harbaugh is?
Yeah, because he can't say negative things because the way he talks, you know.
We'll get back to Nolan here.
Sorry, Nolan.
In the next hour, but
I had nothing constructive to add anyway.
Yeah, so but if we're all pissed off, how do you think he feels? He's living it every day.
I think Bisciotti's feeling.
Exactly. All right, we'll come back. Tony Pente, shift gears, talk some Orioles baseball down on the farm. Minor league player and pitcher of the year were announced, and we'll get Tony's thoughts on that. Who are the rising and descending prospects of 2025? Whip around 11:15. Stick around for that. We're going to talk about what the top 25 college football matchups are pretty impressive. We'll give you a tidbit on that. And then Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick put a bow on the Orioles season with him and his thoughts for what Manzalino's thoughts could be possibly for getting the full-time job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.